Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This is your host, Lillian, and today I have a really fun episode to bring you with our current world standings leader, Miss Taylor Munsell. Taylor surpassed the $100,000 mark over the weekend with three rodeo checks across Texas and Oklahoma. She finished first in Mount Pleasant, Texas, first in Durant, and fifth in Hugo, Oklahoma, earning over $5,000, which gave her that boost to get across the $100,000 mark. This is the fastest a breakaway roper has ever achieved $100,000 in a season. Remember, she did win Rodeo Houston, and she's been able to maintain some amazing momentum throughout the spring, and we talk a little bit about that in this interview. We caught her as she was getting her horses shod and getting ready to head out for the summer, so we talk a little bit more about her summer run preparations and what she likes to keep in the trailer as well. I am super excited to bring you this episode, but before we jump in, I do need to give a little shout out to today's episode sponsor, Roping.com. Guys, we are actually rolling out a series with Kelsey Domer and Taylor Munsell right now. You can watch practice sessions with Taylor Munsell and Monster, and Kelsey Domer and Little Man, both amazing horses, and get to hear a little bit inside their heads as far as training and mental game when it comes to breakaway. Again, that is on roping.com, coming out right now, new episodes every week, and it's definitely something you're going to want to check out. You'll hear a little bit more about them at the break, but for now, it's time to rope. Let's go.
All right, good morning, Taylor. Thanks for joining me mid-horseshoeing appointment this morning.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, just getting all spiffed up for the summer run. We were just chatting. You said you're leaving, and Nampa is first on the list.
Yes, Nampa is the first one that I'm headed out to. I still got my circuit rodeos, couple circuit rodeos, my hometown rodeo at Woodward. I got a couple of those left, and then I'll be out and about for the rest of the summer.
Nice. Well, I was thinking this past weekend, which we're going to get to, was a lot of circuit rodeos for you.
Yes, a whole lot of circuit rodeos this past week.
So you're putting the hammer on them before you disappear for a few months.
Yes, I got to get to them while I can. And I like to kind of make sure and get to all these at the beginning of the year while I'm home. And I know I can for sure get to them. That way, if my entering later in the year makes it where I can't get back to finish getting to my circuit count, I got a good count in.
Yeah.
Before I leave.
Get the circuit count taken care of. Okay, so I mean, it's been a busy last few weeks. We had the Kid Rock Rodeo. We had WRWC. My brain doesn't even go before that. I'm living in the moment, I guess. But staying busy. And what has, like, jackpotting and all that, kind of those extra fun events like Kid Rock and WRWC looked like for you these past few weeks?
It's been good, and it's been a lot of fun. The Kid Rock Rodeo is so awesome, and it's always a lot of fun. I went to the women's finals and got someone out of there. And then I've been getting to haul my green horse a lot and jackpot a lot on him, the one I call Goon. And he started getting pretty fun, and especially getting good enough to ride at some of the big jackpots and stuff. And it's fun to have a younger horse that I can go jackpot on.
Yeah, you had Goon at the Prefert Ranch Open, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Tell me a little bit about him, because, I mean, he kind of looks like a duplicate of some of your other horses.
Yes, he is a very similar to Monster looking. A lot of people, when I ride him, they think I'm riding Monster. But he's just, I don't know why I liked him from when he was a young age. I bought him untouched as a long 3-year-old, So he's a little ranchy acting and stuff on the ground, but he's so fun and he fits my style super well. He's super flat across the line. He reads cattle good and he lets me rope him way out in front of him. He stays moving through my throw, but then he is really good at cutting the rope off. So I'm really excited about his future. I think he's gonna help me win a lot.
That's awesome. I love it. And I mean, it's always about bringing up the next one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's I love that part of it, and I love getting to see the difference, like even just looking back a year ago at the videos of him to now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you're just like, I'm gonna go put the hurt on everybody at these pro rodeos, go win two of them, but then I'll also be bringing along my young one just to so y'all remember that I can do it all.
I've always it's been since I got Goon, him and Monster look so much alike and they kind of act alike, and it's I couldn't wait to haul them both at the same time. So it was fun this last week getting to haul both of them at the same time. I rode Goon at two of the pro rodeos in Kansas where it was a little muddier and he did good, and then I rode Monster at all the other rodeos, and then I rode Goon at the Preferred Open jackpot, and I rode Goon at a jackpot again on Sunday. So it was fun, having my main man back in the trailer and then also getting to ride Goon and him doing good for me.
Awesome. Well, I'm a little late bringing this up. We've been chatting for a few minutes now, but congratulations on cracking 100.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I think my mom had it added up as soon as the results came out.
Was gonna say, I was like, are you watching it? But it sounds like mom had it handled.
Oh yeah, she had it. She was on top of it.
Nice. And I mean, you went to the top when it came to Houston, and we've kind of been in this waiting period in spring, it feels like, and now we're really getting geared up to go. What has kind of been your mindset throughout the spring to make sure that you just keep the good momentum going?
Just staying consistent, not getting too lax on it. I mean, it's pretty easy to stay in the right mindset because, like you said, we've went to the WRWC, we went to the Kid Rock deal, all the big jackpots and stuff. It's been pretty easy to stay in the zone because we haven't really stopped. We've just been going a little closer to home. But I am super excited to get out and get gone and get to the rodeos. That part is my favorite. I really enjoy being out there.
Yeah, you're somebody who likes home on the road.
Yes, I like it, and I like kind of when we're home, we do a bunch of running back and forth. We get home, and then we run and run and run and run and gun, trying to get stuff done and get horses rode. And then we leave for 3 or 4 days, and then we come back, and it's like we run nonstop.
And whereas you're on the road, you're there for a day or two, set out the lawn
Yeah,
chairs.
you run like one or two calves. You got one or two horses with you, and they're your good ones. So it just kind of slows everything down.
Okay, that's fun. And I mean, you guys, I remember you and Maddie went off, snuck off to a lake last year.
Oh yeah.
Just.
Yes. Yeah, you got to find the fun stuff out there. The rodeos are fun, but it can get a little draining if you just drive from one place to the next and then you just sit there and wait to run your calf and then drive to the next one. But
Yeah.
there's so much fun stuff you can do and the
Yeah.
sights and stuff we get to see if you take
So,
advantage of it.
who's going in the trailer as you head out west?
Ray is going to be going. He'll be at Nampa. The plan is for him to go to Reno and stuff, and then he'll go out to Calgary. Colonel is going to go. He'll go the other route and go Greeley and Pecos and Prescott, and then I'll plan to ride him at like Sheridan, Colorado Springs, Cheyenne. But those two will be the main ones all year. Monster will stick around home and be here for when I need him for circuit rodeos.
Okay, that sounds good. And so it sounds like you have two rigs. Who, like, are you driving with somebody on one, or you got, tell me how that's working.
Yeah, for the first part of that, like Nampa through Reno, me, Braylee, and Maddie Dearman are gonna have Maddie's rig at Nampa going to Reno, and then my rig going to Greeley and around the bottom side. And then at I think Cody Slack, our rigs meet back up, and then we'll split up, and from there, because I got first set at Calgary, Maddie I think got second set at Calgary. So from there at Cody, we'll kind of split up. Me and Kelsey, Delmer will go to Calgary together. And then my rig will take me and Kelsey's other horses to Colorado Springs and wait for us to come back to there.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like that's kind of the pattern for the next month or so. How do you guys get all this lined up? Are there just group texts going everywhere?
Yes, it's a lot of planning and then realizing your plan doesn't work and replanning.
How do you keep it straight and like stay patient through all of that?
Mostly you just stress a lot and then you call each other and you talk to each other and you're like, yeah, I don't know how we're going to do it. And then you do it again in a couple days.
Oh, no.
But it does seem to always kind of come together and work out. There's enough people in like rodeoing that they're always willing to help you and stuff. We'll have all the rigs will be close. So if anything happens, we'll be able to have stuff close where mm-hmm. if we need something goes wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah.
Like you... plans, you know, they're not set in stone. They very well could change. They still got a few weeks before we run one at Reno or Greeley. So things could always change by then. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, I just need to take a quick break from today's episode to tell you a little bit about roping.com. Get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie-down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Mass. Rope with legendary breakaway ropers like Larry DeGuy, Hope Thompson, and 2024 NFBR world champion Kelsey Domer. Plus, binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship, the Patriot events, and more. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like you said there's enough girls out there now that someone can save your butt if you need to. And
yeah.
It sounds like once you've got your people decided, like Maddie and Braylee, that you can kind of just go from there and you got your little home team and you can get everything else figured out.
It's hard to make a lot of plans when you got rodeo, like you got Nampa, you progress into the perfs, and then there's a short round, you got Reno, and then there's a short round in Greeley, and there's a short round, and you don't know if you're going to make the short round till you rope, and then if your whole buddy group doesn't make the short round, you know. So our plans are liable to change throughout the whole week, but you just kind of get a base idea of what you're going to do, and then mm-hmm. you just adapt as you go.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Nampa's like a month, 6 weeks early this year?
Yes. They tried to make it, I think, a little easier for everybody to get to.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the map in my head. I do not envy you guys having to make these routes, that's for sure. You're like, all the joys.
did good. We should go to Nampa, and then we aren't up at Reno till after Nampa. We will have to, we did enter like Fallon and Elko, so we'll run over to those. And then hopefully back to Nampa for the progressive rounds and the short round.
Mm-hmm. We're going to manifest it.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a different question for you. What are some of the like non-negotiable things that you're packing in your trailer? It can be for you, your horse. What's for sure going in the rig?
Oh my gosh. Other than like the normal essentials of what I have to have, my checklist of like ropes and hats and clothes and saddles and all that. I for sure don't leave without my horses having their long line of supplements and paste and stuff from MVP and Equinity mm-hmm. and Revita, Zestera. I have a different line of stuff for each horse. They all kind of have helped me working with those people to kind of craft what works best for each horse to keep them working good and feeling good. And then of course for me, I have to take a leave with me.
Oh, you're a big Aleve girl.
Yes. Aleve PM, Aleve.
Oh no.
Back and muscle pain. Yep.
That is the most, that's the most cowboy thing I've ever heard. Why Aleve? Why is that one the best?
I don't know. That's just when I had my shoulder surgery and stuff and I was coming back and that's kind of what my physical therapist and stuff had kind of told me. And it was like 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. and then you do it for so many days and it really helps reduce inflammation, which is one of the problems I have with mine is a lot of the inflammation is the pain causing. So, and you can do it for so many days and then it's like maximum relief with inflammation.
Do you have any like must-have snacks or like, I need my Diet Cokes or
Alani's the star dust or something. I don't know. It's purple. It's in
Okay.
a purple can and it's Alani. And that is pretty much the only thing. After that, I'm not too addicted to anything. I do take my Blackstone grill with me everywhere because I cook
That's
a lot on the
awesome.
road. I don't like eating out, especially fast food. I get to feeling bad, and the road's hard enough on you without feeling bad.
Yeah. So, Blackstone. I do love the Alani's. I'm gonna have one here in a second. I'll try to remember about the purple one. Maybe I'll bring you one if I see you.
Yes, it's so good.
Okay, what's on the Blackstone? Do you have like stir fry or what?
My family, we raise our own beef and stuff, so I can always take beef with me. And we'll make tacos or hamburgers or steaks. My big deal is the breakfast scramble. I
Oh.
love making breakfast scrambles.
Oh man, I shouldn't have talked to you when I was hungry. Like, gosh.
Yeah, no, that's it. I love it. When we have a down day, especially a morning where we can cook breakfast, it's very therapeutic for me to get to
There you go. That's a wife material right there.
cook.
Yeah, I bet it's good leftovers too.
It is great.
All right. Well, I won't keep you too much longer. I really appreciate you making some time for me this morning, in between all your errands, getting ready to leave town. And yeah, looking forward to writing another article about you, which I'm sure won't be very long.
I hope not.
We're just gonna do the good vibes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Congratulations again on number 100,000. I believe it's the fastest anyone's ever done it. So super excited for you.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll catch you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, thank you for joining me with that really fun episode with Miss Taylor. We are wishing her the best of luck and safe travels as she heads out on the road. Special thanks again to roping.com for supporting today's episode. And remember, you can check out Taylor Munsell and Kelsey Domer's new series on roping.com right now. All right, guys, I'll catch you later.